This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for Mother's Day weekend.
Yay.
Yeah, your first.
It is my first, I guess, true Mother's Day. I still got a Mother's Day gift last year, but.
Yeah, but it had to come from your husband.
It did.
Although this one probably will, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will.
But it's the first time you little baby boy gets to look up into your eyes and think, Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, he can. If he wants, he can just crawl for Mother's Day. I'll be happy with that.
You'd be happy with that. Is he trying?
He is so close. It's unbelievable. He's got both of his arms moving, but then once he gets like the one arm, kind of doesn't really go quite as well forward, and he just kind of topples to the side, so. He's almost sitting by himself, like sitting, you know, from crawling position, sitting to himself, and then he can sit pretty well by himself, too.
I've had days like that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just kind of topple over.
Yeah, just kind of fall over.
I can't take it anymore.
It's just all I can handle. Wyatt is how old now?
5 months.
5 months.
Yeah.
5 months going on about 4 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
He's
a lot of people
boy.
Think he's older, just what he's doing, capable of doing, and the hair doesn't help either.
So let me get this straight. So you kind of think that your little boy is like some
better
kind
than
of
everybody else's
miracle baby or something?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never seen a parent think that.
I get told that though. I mean, at daycare, they tell me like a lady comes in, just can't believe he's only 5 months old. They think he's older and. So it's really not just me.
Okay, I got you.
There's a few people every once in a while, so I'll take that.
All parents should think their children
are
exceptional.
Exactly.
That's part of the game. It's a lot of fun that way. So yeah. you're going to cry the first time he looks up and says, Mommy,
oh,
aren't you?
Of course. And there's no denying it. Yeah, I'm sure I will.
just go
thinking
there
about
now.
It now. It's like, oh.
So what are you getting for Mother's Day? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Really?
Nope, I have no idea.
Big secret.
Yeah.
Good time had by all. A lot of things out there. You know, I was looking up an article here the other day that was in the website, thefiscaltimes.com. How much money do you think is actually spent on Mother's Day? We love our moms,
not
by
enough.
The way.
No.
Yeah, right. We love our moms, by the way.
Yeah.
We all know that already. Did you realize that we love them to the tune of about $18 billion?
Ooh.
How much is mom's love worth? Well, now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And you'd think in today's economy, you know, folks always talk about the price of this, the price of that. Things are tight. Maybe they're going to cut back on a few things. Well, you're certainly not cutting back on mom.
No, you can always find something for that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. According to the National Retail Federation Consumer Spending Survey that they do every year, they are showing that Americans will most likely spend roughly $18.6 billion nationally this year on Mother's Day. And that's actually more. That's about $152 per person this year.
Wow.
That's
would not expect that much.
I wouldn't
much
have either.
Per person.
That's up about $12 over last year.
Jeez.
And that's continues, they say, an upward spending trend since 2009. And now, if you're wondering, wow, it's a lot of money. What are they spending it on? Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
As far as the shopping cart goes, two-thirds of consumers, about 66.4%, will buy $2.2 billion worth of flowers. While nearly one-third will spend $1.6 billion on clothing and accessories. That's according to the National Retail Federation survey. They say those who buy electronics, which is about 12.7%, will shell out $1.6 billion on things like tablets, digital cameras, and other types of things. And over half of all the spenders, 54.3%, will be springing for a nice dinner or brunch. And that'll come in at a cool $3.4 billion. So you can see, when you start adding up all the percentages, we're way over 100.
Yeah.
Well, that's because a lot of folks will do multiple things.
Yeah.
They say that consumers also will shell out about $1.8 billion on gift cards and $1.3 billion on personal services like day spa trips, things like that, things that you can kind of pamper mom with. Mother's Day is the third largest card-sending holiday in the United States. 133 million cards are exchanged annually, according to Hallmark. Now, they say that they offer nearly 1,000 different cards for moms this year, and that, on average, consumers will buy 2.8 Mother's Day cards each year.
2.8?
Yeah. All right, go figure that
okay.
out.
Okay.
About 65% of those purchases occur just 5 days before the
wow.
holiday. Now, where are people doing their shopping, you're wondering? Well, more than one-third of gift buyers will actually shop at a department store. That's the most in the National Retail Federation survey's history. So more and more people are going to bricks and mortar stores to shop. Other shoppers head off to discount stores, specialty stores, specifically jewelers, florists, electronics stores, things like that. And then, of course, you're also going to get folks that will go to specialty clothing stores as well. They say about a quarter of the shoppers will buy gifts online. That's up from 21.5% last year, but still the majority of folks will actually hit stores of some kind to get their shopping done here for this Mother's Day holiday. So kind of nice that folks are actually spending the time. You know, that's a nice thing, too. People give gifts and things, and everybody's a little bit different in how they give. But it's more than just the actual gift itself. Was there any thought put into it?
Right.
Did you just make a phone call? Or did you just go online and just click, and away you go? And stuff? I mean, you know, it's a Mother's Day card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should show something. Think about all the things that Mom did for you all of your life. I mean, you absolutely wouldn't be what you are without Mom.
No.
She doted on us. She walked us to kindergarten. All those things that she did for us all those years. Least we could do is put a little thought into her gift.
Read the card before you,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Don't just grab the first one that looks pretty.
Right.
You know? Read the thing. But, you know, they say also despite the jump in expected spending this year, experts are also saying that many Americans are still in the market for deals in 2012, carefully eyeing where and how to shave some costs using discounts and coupons and other methods and things. And for retailers, they say Mother's Day is a cash cow, though. It's the fourth most lucrative holiday.
Fourth.
Which is kind of surprising to me. They say it's the fourth most lucrative holiday. Christmas.
Yeah. Valentine's
is
Day.
Is one. Valentine's Day is number three.
That's three. Fourth of July.
You know what number two is?
Fourth of July or Easter.
Wrong.
Neither one.
And wrong.
Halloween.
No.
Not Thanksgiving, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I would not think that.
I wouldn't either.
I guess maybe with all the food you have to buy to...
That's got to be it.
You know?
That's got to be what it's causing Thanksgiving to be way up there. It's because we spend so much money on food and stuff for families and what have you. But yeah, they say it's... But a lot of places have been really busy selling Mother's Day gifts. So many people buy the last minute with Mother's Day, the last week or so. So a lot of folks still do those types of things. Bathrobes, shower wraps, fleece blankets, all these types of things. I mean, all kinds of little things that that folks, you know, like to pick up for that particular time. So yeah, good time had by all. It's Mother's Day, and of course, Mother's Day hasn't been around, forever. In fact, we're getting close to the 100th anniversary of Mother's Day.
Hmm.
Yeah, Mother's Day, actually, it has its roots back in 1905 when Anna Jarvis, who was a Philadelphia resident, she vowed on her mother's gravesite to honor her mother's lifelong wish that a day would be established to recognize mothers. So she gave up her teaching job to start a letter-writing campaign, and she lobbied for almost 10 years for churches to hold Mother's Day services. And then in 1914, Congress passed a law declaring the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. So, yeah, we're just a few years away from the 100th anniversary of Mother's Day. All in all, pretty good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Shocking that we didn't think of it beforehand.
Yeah, no kidding. It took so long for it to go into effect.
Absolutely. And it drives the economy.
Nothing wrong with that?
Very well. To the tune of $18.6 billion. That's a lot of money spent here for Mother's Day. So hope you spent it wisely, and hope you spent it with a little bit of thought for Mom.
Yeah.
Don't forget Mom.
Do not forget.
It's Mother's Day. Goodness. What'd you get your... I'm not going to answer.
I can't say it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can, but...
We did good this year. We got it well in advance when my older sister was back, so...
Did you?
Yep.
Well, good. You know, See, last year, I'll just be honest, my mom doesn't live here. She can't hear this anyway, so I guess she could listen to the podcast after the fact. But I have a sister-in-law who owns a beauty salon, and she has all kinds of different things there. She's got this, you know, these chairs where you get the full foot pedicure
thing. Oh, like
thing,
a manicure and pedicure
the whole,
and
you
thing,
bet,
yeah.
The whole shoot and match, And she also has a masseuse on
Ooh,
staff.
Very nice.
And so I thought, you know, Mom had been going through a little stress and stuff here and there. So I bought her two certificates for massages. And she says to me, well, I probably better not say everything she says to me, but she just looks at me and says, why would I mean, when am I going to use that? I said, Mom, have you ever had a massage? They're wonderful. I mean, it's just...
Ugh. Relaxing. I have never had one either. I mean,
you
imagine.
Feel like you're... If it's done well, you feel like you're lifting off the table almost. Yeah. I mean, you're just so relaxed, you just fall asleep. I mean, it's just... It's incredible. And it makes you feel good and loose for a while after. I mean, it's just... It's a great way to just unwind.
Yeah.
And... She says, well, I'm not, I mean, when am I ever going to use that? People like me don't get massages. I said, people, what do you mean people like
right.
you? And she, well, she thinks, she feels like she's overweight, slightly overweight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they don't care. They're not judging you.
They've seen
you.
Everything.
They're massaging you. They yeah. don't care. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's nobody's business. Well, I checked in with my sister-in-law the other day and I thought, hey, did she ever use those? And she says, no, but I keep bugging her about it.
Get on it.
I know. What's
Do
the
it.
Problem? You know, what's going to happen is one of these times when I'm up visiting, I'm just going to tell her, hey,
Kidnapper.
Let's go up to the shop and we'll get massages. I'll do one, you do one, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So, but this year, yeah, she gets pedicures all the time, like a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought her a couple of pedicure
go.
Appointments this year because I know that's something she'll use because she does it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we'll do something. We'll let her get pampered that way this
yeah.
time around. So. That's what we do. So, yeah, whatever you do, I hope it's good because mom's important.
They deserve it, yes.
Well, mom's important, and moms won't be here forever either.
Yeah.
So you appreciate them while you have them.
Yeah.
Some people don't have them nearly as long as some others. So take care of what you have. All right. With that out of the way, now, what do you have going on? Anything for mom and children to do together?
Well, here's the sixth annual Atlantic Spring Planting Downtown Beautification. They can get together and do that. That's on Tuesday, May 15th. That's at 4 p.m. And you can register through the chamber at 243-3017, or you can also email them at the chamber at email address is chamber@atlanticiowa.com. The volunteers will meet at the city park at 4, and you just need to wear your work clothes, bring gloves and a trowel, and then they'll have a free meal that will follow. That's Atlantic's 6th Annual Spring Planting Downtown Beautification on May 15th at 4, and you meet at the city park. The BPO Does meeting will be held at the Elks Lodge on May 15th. They have dinner at 6:30 and business meeting at 7:30. The Atlantic BPW meeting is on May 16th. It's at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, second floor conference room, and that starts at 6:30. The program will be the installation of officers and new members. The hostesses are Mary Jo and Maxine Blunk and Pat Saltmarsh. Please RSVP by e-vite or contact one of the hostesses. Coming up towards the end of May, the 2012 Carson Macedonia Alumni Banquet. That's on May 25th at the Carson Community Center. They'll have a banquet that starts at 6 and a social hour and dinner at 7. The honored guests will be the 50-year class of 1962 and all graduates of Carson Macedonia and Riverside school systems from past years. All guests will be honored throughout the evening by recognizing their years of graduation. There'll be an honored alumni award and a drawing. They'll have dinner catered by Hodges Smokehouse Catering of Minden, and they'll have entertainment provided by the Quartet Reconciled from the Wilson Performing Arts Center. To join the graduates and see what they've been doing over the years, tickets are just $15 per person. They ask that you make your reservations by May 15th, and you can call Pat Perry for the reservations at 484-3450. That's the 2012 Carson Macedonia Alumni Banquet on May 25th at the Carson Community Center, and that starts at 6. Also, Tivoli Fest is coming up. That's on May 26th and 27th. It's the annual Danish-American Festival. It's each year on Memorial Day weekend. This year's theme is A Burst of Tivoli. Some of the events include the Mill to Mermaid Fun Run Walk. That's on Saturday at 8, and also the parade at 11. Children's events at the Elkhorn Library, open air market on the Danish Walking Street, Danish food. There's live entertainment. Band and Tivoli Beer Garden, and then of course the fireworks are held on Saturday night at 9. The third annual Tour de Tivoli bike ride, that's on Sunday at 8 a.m. and they'll have lots more going on Sunday. And of course they'll have the historical attractions in Elkhorn. They'll be open throughout the weekend, as well as many retail shops in town. For more information, you can pick up a detailed information of schedule of events in the official Tivoli newspaper during the festival at the information booth. Again, that's on May 26th and 27th for Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn. That's located 6 miles north of I-80, exit 54. Geocaching 101 will be held at Cold Spring State Park Campground Shelter. That's on May 26th at 7 p.m. You can spend the day learning about a newer technology to help you explore nature. GPS units will be available for the class, or if you have your own, you can bring that too. I just need to pre-register by calling 769-2372 and also let them know if you'll be providing your own GPS. It is open to the public, and you don't have to be camping at the park to attend. That's Geocaching 101 at the Cold Spring State Park Campground Shelter on May 26th, and that starts at 7 p.m. The Atlantic Area's Customer Appreciation Days is coming up in June. That's June 1st and 2nd. They'll have a free hot dog lunch that'll be held on Saturday, June 2nd from 11 to 1 in the city park, and there'll also be games and prizes for the kids. They'll have up to $500 in giveaways, and you can sign up at participating stores. The 62nd Annual Flight Breakfast will be held on June 3rd. That's from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon Airport. There's a free breakfast for all fly-ins, and they'll be serving ham and cheese omelets with pancakes, coffee, milk, and juice. Cost is $7 for adults and $5 for children 11 and under. You can get your tickets at Audubon State Bank, at Landman's Bank, Audubon Foods, the Chamber Office, or also at the door. They'll also have a shuttle bus to the airport from DR and KW Transter. You can bike, walk on the T-Bone Trail to the bicycling parking area at the airport. For more information, you can call the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. And this is also sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. That's the 62nd Audubon Flight Breakfast on June 3rd from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
it's an awful lot of stuff. Got a few other things here as well to share with you. Some are a little closer than others, but the Adair Casey Alumni Association will hold its 52nd annual banquet and meeting on Saturday, May 26th. That'll be at the Adair Casey High School. The class reunions get underway at 5:30, the banquet at 6:30. The dinner will be catered by the Litterdale Country Store. Tickets are $15 per person if you get them in advance, and that means by May 19th. Anything after that will be $20 at the door, and they'll have a limited number of tickets there for you. You can get your advance tickets at Fay Pharmacy, Kelsey Superfoods, and the Exchange State Bank in Adair, or in Casey at the Insurance Store and at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. The advance tickets are also available if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope by May 19th to Leslie Ferguson at 1007 Circle Drive in Adair, 50002. You can also call Leslie at 641-742-3316. There'll be an alumni after party at the Adair Community Center. That follows the banquet at about 8:30. This year, they'll be honoring classes from 1932, 42, 52, 62, 72, 82, 87, 92, 2002, and 2012.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of classes.
Yeah.
Hope they have a good turnout. 52nd annual Adair Casey Alumni Association banquet and meeting. So get your tickets accordingly. Also, not too far down the road here are going to be the Memorial Day services in the area. Monday, May 28th is Memorial Day. Some of those activities include some things going on in the Elkhorn area. The American Legion Post 322 in Elkhorn will have plenty of services. They'll have a military service at Clay Township Cemetery at 9:30 a.m. That'll be followed by a military service at Monroe Methodist Cemetery at 10 a.m., and then a military service at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. The church service will be at 11 a.m., followed by a military service at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery, and they'll follow that with dinner in the church fellowship hall. And everyone is welcome. If you have any questions, you can contact Jim Sporleader in Elkhorn. He can help you with that. Also, a little further down the road, it's kind of interesting, a first-ever event. They're going to have a motorcycle team for Relay for Life here in Cass County this year. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Huh? Motorcyclists and enthusiasts, they're looking for folks to step up on June 22nd. They're going to meet in the Atlantic City Park at 11:30 a.m. And what they're going to do is a 90-mile run. They'll have stops in Griswold, Grant, Messina, Oneida, and Wyota. So they'll be kind of running around the county. The last stop will be at the Atlantic High School, and they're just hoping folks will ride for the cause. All donations would be appreciated. It's sponsored by Windbags. That's a good name for a bike club. You can contact Susan Baxter if you have any questions. 712-243-6350 is Susan's phone number. The cost is $20 per bike or vehicle. I guess you could do it with another vehicle, too.
Yeah.
But $20 per bike or vehicle. 90-mile run for Relay for Life here in Cass County. We got tractor ride. We got motorcycle ride. What's next?
Who knows?
Maybe we should start a tricycle ride.
A tricycle?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure.
Sure. How about a unicycle ride?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Make sure all the manhole covers are secured before you do that. Huh?
A little dangerous, I think, for that one.
It probably could be. Well, hope you get a chance to enjoy somehow helping to raise some funds for the cause there by the American Cancer Society and the Cass County Relay for Life, or the Relay for Life in your county. Just about all of them have one these days.
Yeah.
We need to take a short break now, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, more time to spend here, so let's spend it wisely here this day. You have some birthdays there.
I do. Celebrating her 80th birthday is Cleo Elias.
Elias?
Elias, gosh.
Some names you just can't get past.
She's celebrating her 80th birthday on May 13th. Her family is planning a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to P.O. Box 206 in Persia 51563. Again, that's P.O. Box 206 in Persia 51563. Celebrating her 90th birthday is Helen Markson of Atlantic. She's celebrating her birthday on June 1st. Her family is also asking to send for a card shower for her birthday. That's for Helen Bornhold Markson. She was a former teacher at the county school on the Airport Road and also in Marnie. She has 3 daughters, 6 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. I can send her a card, wish her happy birthday. Again, that's at 704 Cedar Street in Atlantic for Helen Bornhold Markson. Over at the Exira Care Center, happy birthday to Doris Jorgensen, celebrating her birthday on May 15th. And over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Mick Party on May 13th. Also to Melva Stone on May 14th. Happy birthday to Elda Gaskill on May 15th. And happy birthday to Arlene Nelson on May 18th. So happy birthday to all those folks there at the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Wow, May's a popular month.
Yeah.
I have an anniversary to share with you as well. They're going to have a surprise party in honor of the 60th wedding anniversary of Rich and Carol Neighbors. Now, they live in Texas. They're former Anita residents. It'll be held May 27th at 1 p.m. at Keystone Park in Anita. Food and cake will be served. If you plan to attend, they do ask you to RSVP very soon, by May 23rd, by calling 712-326-0773. And that's, again, coming up on May the 27th. So I hope they have a great day. And it's a surprise. I'm guessing they're not here yet, so that's why they're publicizing this now.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's see. You know what I was thinking, too, after we got done talking about Mother's Day?
Huh.
My mom had an aunt, which I guess would be my great aunt. She had 14 children.
Wow.
So you know what I think she'd have really enjoyed on Mother's Day?
Time alone.
Well, that too, yeah. I was thinking a great Mother's Day gift was if all the kids would show up wearing name tags so I could remember all their names. Yeah, that might make a good Mother's Day gift.
There you go.
Alone time. Only a mother would think of that.
Sometimes you need a break.
Sometimes. I was perusing some of the area newspapers this week, and the Avoca newspaper, they always have good stuff from the past in there. Happened to see this one that I just had to share with folks. This is from 127 years ago. This is May 1st of 1885.
Okay. Way back.
Yeah. Wild West days to you, huh? Yeah. May 1st, 1885. This was in the Avoca newspaper 127 years ago. It says, on Tuesday night, sneak thieves went to the residence of C.F. Shaw and stripped the clothesline of a portion of the week's washing.
Desperate for some clothes,
Dastardly. Just dastardly. I mean, who would do that?
Yeah.
but somebody did. Then there's another note here that says, on Friday night, the Walnut Post Office was robbed, the safe having been blown open. An entrance to the post office building was affected through a rear window. A hole was bored into the lock, and powder and fuse were inserted and fired, blowing it open. Now, some $30 or $35 and stamps were taken. Nothing else was taken. But here's the funny part about that story. The last paragraph says the safe was not locked, so the burglar went to more trouble than necessary to get in the safe.
Seems like all thieves are smart, huh?
Yeah, they're all brilliant. Yeah, it kind of goes back to what Mom and Dad used to tell us about homework. You know, said this over and over again before, but if you kids would spend half as much energy doing your homework than you do trying to get out of doing your homework, you'd be done by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, thieves were never, I mean, you know.
Brilliant, yeah.
No, there aren't too many thieves that are going to win Pulitzer Prizes and things, no. But, yeah, so all they had to do was jiggle the handle, I guess, and they'd have figured out that it was open anyway.
Yeah.
Why did you have to blow it up?
Why was the safe open? That's kind of...
Yeah, what's the point in having a safe if it's just going to be open?
Okay.
It seems like if it's going to be open, it should be called something different.
Yeah.
Like an unsafe or something. You know, just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, just shut the door and be done with it. Yeah. Why go to the trouble? But yeah, so blew up a safe that was already open. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have for you this weekend. I hope nobody blows up any safes at your house. Make sure you're kind to Mom this weekend. And if nothing else, do the dishes or something for her on
Sunday.
Yeah, a little
housework, that always helps.
Don't let her do all
the
usual stuff.
Don't make her do anything.
Stuff. Yeah, you don't have to do breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
That's not always what it's cracked up to be, but do something nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. You go out and make it a great Mother's Day weekend here. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.